This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. I hope you are doing well. Hope you're getting your Tuesday started off right. I can tell you this much. If you're listening to moi, you're doing something right this Tuesday morning. But no, for real, I appreciate you tuning in. Shout out to you if you're one of my third shifters, overnighters, truck drivers moving the goods from state to state. Shout out to you for listening. Hope you are driving well. Maybe you are heading to a rest stop. If you're a truck driver, get you a little snooze in because you've been driving all Monday night into Tuesday morning. Shout out to you if you're just getting off your third shift, your overnight shift, your graveyard shift, and you're tuning in on your way home about to go catch some good Z's in your bed. Shout out to you. Shout out to you if you are one of my gym goers that's on the way to the gym right now, already at the gym, getting them good endorphins flowing before work. And, of course, shout out to you if you're on your way to work right now, or maybe already at work, already clocked in, like your boy. But either way it goes, if you're listening, I appreciate you. We got a great show coming up. Big news of the day coming from the Atlanta Braves. Really big news of yesterday. Nothing really has happened today because it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Anywho, we'll get into that here in just a couple of minutes. We'll go around the A. Nothing really happened yesterday, but a lot still happened at the same time. It's hard to explain. It's kind of weird to explain, but we're going to explain it in the round of A. A lot of little things happen. That's the best way to put it. A lot of little things happen. Nothing really gigantic. Nothing huge happened with any of the sports teams, but a lot of little things happen with the sports teams. There was one big thing, but we're going to leave with that. But we'll get to some other smaller notes and news things in around the A in about 18 minutes. Then at 5:40, we'll have a little fun. We'll do Grillin' Dylan once again. So make sure you go ahead and get your questions ready. You can start tweeting them at me already, at underscore Dylan Matthews. The phone lines will be open then, 404-726-0929 as well. Whatever question, whatever topic, whatever you want to talk about, that'll be the time to do it. Grillin' Dylan, 5:40, 37 minutes from now. Make sure you get your questions ready. Make sure you got your questions ready. Again, phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Whatever you want to talk about, movies, food, life, sports, music, don't matter. We'll talk about it at 5:40. Have a little fun. Also, shout out to my guy, Max Van Aken, holding it down behind the glass. I want to talk to him. Actually, Max, I'm going to have you educate me here in a little bit because we were talking about this a little bit before the show started when I first came in. Everybody's in an uproar about iOS 17, I believe it's going to be, and all the things that are coming with it. Along with these, what do we call them, the goggles? What are the goggles called?
The Vision Pro.
The Vision Pro.
You have to say it just like that, too.
Right, you got to say it just like that every single time. The Vision Pro. Dun, dun, dun. You got to say it like that every single time.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so I'm going to have you educate me on those because I haven't had a chance to research or catch up or listen to the latest TED Talk or whatever there is about the Vision Pro. So we'll learn about the Vision Pro at 540 as well. So I have Max educate me on that because Max is basically an expert on the Vision Pro right about now.
You're setting the bar high.
I mean, I have confidence in you.
I appreciate that. I'll try to deliver.
I know you will, my guy. I know you will. But we have to start with Michael Soroka. I hate it for the young man. And he won't be down long, but he did get optioned to AAA Gwinnett yesterday. The Braves made it official. This is via the Braves' official Twitter page. So they made a plethora of moves. The Braves, this was 15 hours ago, the Braves today claimed infielder Lucas Williams off waivers from the Los Angeles Dodgers and optioned him to AAA Gwinnett to make room on the 40-man roster. Atlanta transferred left-handed pitcher Max Fried to the 60-day IL. The club today also optioned right-handed pitcher Michael Soroka to the Stripers. So, you don't like to see that for Michael Soroka, but you don't want to say the writing was on the wall, but I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't be too surprised at this move. He hadn't looked very good. His first start, he was okay besides hanging a couple of change-ups. I know it looked a little bit worse than it actually was, hanging that four spot, but again, that was due mainly to a three-run homer, so that was one pitch, and he also had a run scored on him due to an error and things of that nature. So it wasn't as bad as it seemed. Actually, no, it wasn't an error. It just was an RBI, a regular RBI. But his first outing wasn't as bad as it maybe seemed because of the three-run homer. But his last start, you could argue, it was a little bit worse than his first start. So maybe there was a little bit of recession instead of progression. And I don't know if Brian Snicker, Alex Anthopoulos saw something that they didn't like and they came to this decision. I don't know if Michael Soroka, I'm sure he wouldn't want to be optioned to AAA, but I don't know if there's something going on mentally with Michael Soroka. And I don't know if he expressed that to the Braves. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why this move happened. Well, let me scratch that. I do know why he wasn't pitching very well. If he was pitching well, this wouldn't have happened. But the question is, why is he still not pitching well? Well, number one, the obvious answer, he hasn't pitched in almost 3 years, and he's only made two starts. So he's going to be a little slow out the gates. And I anticipated him being slow out the gates. I told you a couple of days ago he was going to be slow out the gates. So me thinking that, a regular sports talk radio host, I would figure the Atlanta Braves would think that, okay, he may start a little slow out the gates. But apparently for the Braves, he's starting a little too slow out the gates, which I understand. And you've got to understand as well. If you're mad Michael Soroka got optioned to AAA, guess what? Michael Soroka hasn't been on the winning side of things when he's pitched for the Atlanta Braves. And the Braves haven't been able to really been on the winning side of things when he's pitched. Now, they did win that game. His second start against the Diamondbacks, that was the Eddie Rosario Grand Slam game. But they were on the brink of a loss until Eddie Rosario hit that Grand Slam. So this is a team right now that is looking to win yet another division title. This is a team that is looking to win yet another National League pennant. And this is a team that is looking to win yet another World Series championship. And to do that, you want to win as many games as possible. Set yourself up in the best position. Look, If we're keeping it 1,000 right now, if we're keeping it 100, which we do 24/7, 365 on this show, the Braves are trying to get that number one seed, baby. They're going for the number one seed in the National League. It might be a little tough to catch the Tampa Bay Rays for the number one overall seed, but they're going for the number one seed in the National League. You take a look at the standings. The Braves right now, I believe, are tied for the best record in baseball. And we'll take a look just to make sure that stat is correct. But you look at the NL East, obviously we're leading at 35-24. The Pittsburgh Pirates leading the NL Central at 32-27. And the Diamondbacks right now and the Dodgers tied atop the NL West at 35-25. So, yeah, we're going for the number one seed in the NL right now. Home field advantage throughout the playoffs until we get to the World Series. And who knows? Maybe we have it in the World Series. We can still catch up to the Rays. We have to catch up to the Rangers, too, because the Rangers are doing well. And we're also behind the Baltimore Orioles currently and the Houston Astros. So there's a lot of good teams in the AL. But besides the point, this is a team that has high expectations. And if the Braves don't want to lose any games, obviously, and right now Michael Soroka is a little too shaky on the mound. He's giving up a little too runs. He's getting hit a little too hard. To be quite frank about it, he's just not at the level the Braves need him to be at right now. And again, for a team that's going for another division title, another pennant, another World Series, the number one seed in the National League, they can't afford to put a guy in there who they think isn't quite ready yet, maybe to pitch at the major league level, and they're afraid that he's going to give up 3, 4, 5 runs and only be able to go 3 2/3 innings and have to tax their bullpen and have to hope that Eddie Rosario or Ozzie Albies or whoever, Ronald Acuna Jr., hits a top of the 9th inning grand slam with 2 outs. That's a dangerous way to live every few days. So the Braves just aren't in a position where they can drop games every couple of days just because they want to get Michael Soroka back in the fold. No, when Michael Soroka is up with the bigs, and he talked about it after his second start, he knows he's got to be ready. He's got to get outs. He said it himself, it's time to get outs. We're in the bigs. This isn't AAA. This isn't single A. This isn't double A. This is the show. You got to be ready. You got to be ready to get outs. You got to be ready to win games. And Michael Soroka isn't there yet, and that's okay. We shouldn't be mad that he's not there yet. The dude tore his Achilles twice. The same one twice. Hasn't pitched in over 1,000 days. Well, now you can't say that. But up until a couple of weeks ago, or really a week ago, hadn't pitched in over 1,000 days, 1,029 days. So, yeah, he's going to be rusty. Yeah, he's not going to be the all-star that he was in 2019 right away. And that's okay. He just can't be on the Atlanta Braves roster right now, if that's the case. When he comes up, he's got to be ready. When he comes up, he's got to be able to give quality starts at the least. That's what the Braves need from him right now. And if you can't deliver that, you can't be on the squad. Point blank, period. No different from when Dylan Dodd and Jarrett Schuster got sent down. They gave him a shot at the beginning of the season, gave him 2 starts each. They showed him those 2 starts, they weren't ready. Get sent down. Go work on your game, come back. They came back. And they've been better. Now, it's going to be the same for Michael Soroka. You made your comeback. Great story. Awesome. Gave you 2 starts. They were able to see what he looks like. He's not ready. Go get your game right. Go get right in AAA. Go get right with the Gwinnett Stripers for a little bit longer. Come back, and we'll see what's popping. So, I don't think Braves fans should be mad. I don't think Braves fans should be upset. I'm not upset as a Braves fan. I understand it. Of course you want Michael Soroka to be up and be pitching and be pitching at a high level. We all want that for him. And that doesn't mean that that's not coming. But he's just not at that point right now. He'll get there. I think he'll get there. It's just a matter of time. So Michael Soroka, unfortunately, gets optioned to AAA Gwinnett. We'll see how much time he spends down there before he maybe is ready to come back up, but he'll probably have to make a couple of good to really good starts at AAA before the Braves decide to bring him up again. We'll see. But again, you wish he would have been able to stay up here because the Braves obviously need him, and obviously you want to see Michael Soroka with everything he's been through be able to stay up, but again, Braves can't afford to be living on the edge right now and putting in a guy who they're afraid is going to give up 3, 4, 5 runs. So Michael Soroka will continue to knock the rust off, knock the dust off, and get right in AAA Gwinnett. He'll be back up. It's only a matter of time. Don't worry, Braves fans. All right. 5 minutes from now, we will go around the A. Little news and notes here and there that we have to get to. Also, Drake London was on Good Morning Football. We'll let you hear some of that interview as well, a few cuts from that interview. And again, we'll get to all your news and notes around the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia. It's time to take a trip around the A next, right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back with more of the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you are doing well. Hope your commute to work or commute to the gym or maybe commute home. Again, shout out all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Hopefully your drive is going well. Maybe you're already at work, already at the gym, tuned in. I appreciate you. Shout out to you as well. But like I said in the beginning of the show, the Braves didn't play yesterday. There wasn't anything really big happening yesterday when it comes to the Atlanta sports scene besides what we talked about in the beginning of the show, the opening segment, Michael Soroka getting optioned back to AAA Gwinnett. Besides that, wasn't really a lot of buzz around the sports scene, but there were a lot of little things that happened, a lot of little things that we need to touch on, a lot of little things that we need to get to, because when you put them all together, it makes a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
First things first, I'm the realist. No, I'm just playing. We did get some nominees for the 2024 class, College Football Hall of Fame class. So, nominees for the College Football Hall of Fame class of 2024. The nominees are Michael Vick, former Atlanta Falcon, Randy Moss, Larry Fitzgerald. They headlined the class. The ballot also includes Justin Blackmon. Do you remember him? He was supposed to be so good in the NFL, and he kind of doinked out. Mark D'Antonio, Toby Gerhart, Marvin Harrison, Herman Moore, Ken Norton Jr., and Ron Rivera. Fitzgerald, Michael Orr as well headlines that class. Fitzgerald, Michael Orr, and I always, Larry Fitzgerald, Michael Orr, Michael Vick, the two Michaels threw me off. They were among seven candidates nominated in their first year of eligibility. The others were Wisconsin running back Monty Ball, that's a name as well, Minnesota center Greg Esslinger, and Texas defensive back Michael Huff, and Arizona State defensive end Terrell Suggs as well. So a star-studded College Football Hall of Fame nominee class for the class of 2024. I'm sure all of those guys will get in. They should. I haven't read a name yet that sounds like, oh, they shouldn't be in. Nah, they all dominated the game of college football and were big names in the college in the game of college football while they were playing. So shout out to our guy Michael Vick, obviously Atlanta Falcon, former Atlanta Falcon. We all love Michael Vick here, and hopefully he gets into the 2024 College Football Hall of Fame class. The Atlanta Hawks, they made some news yesterday. They have added former Pistons, and this is just a report, by the way. The Atlanta Hawks have not made this official. This report coming from Jeff Schultz of The Athletic. The Atlanta Hawks have added former Pistons and Raptors assistant Brittany Donaldson to Quinn Snyder's coaching staff. Guess what? She is the first female coach in franchise history. So if this is true, and I'm sure it is, congratulations to Brittany Donaldson. First female coach in franchise history, and her job will have a focus on analytics. She co-founded Strata Athletics, which they hold basketball camps in the Austin area. The Hawks have yet to officially announce, as I alluded to earlier, they have yet to officially announce any members of Snyder's staff because it's still not finalized. But reports are, again, this report from Jeff Schultz, it will include Mike Bray, Antonio Lang, and Igor Kokoskov, in addition to Brittany Donaldson. Little background on Donaldson. Played point guard for the University of Northern Illinois from 2011 to 2015. She was the Toronto Raptors assistant in 2019 through 2021. So she was there when the Raptors won the title with Kawhi Leonard and Kyle Lowry and Pascal Siakam and those guys. And she was also the Detroit Pistons assistant and director of coaching analytics from 2021 to 2023. So congratulations to Brittany Donaldson. That is a great accomplishment, a great feat, and hopefully she ends up being maybe one of the female coaches, head coaches, that is, in the NBA. I think people around the league still think it's going to be, now her name escapes me, of course. Now I can't think of her name. I'll think of it here in a second. But the wonderful lady who has been the Spurs assistant for Becky Hammon.
Becky Hammon.
Thank you. Max had me, and we both thought of it at the same time. I knew it would come to us, Max. Becky Hammon, who has been the longtime Spurs assistant as well, coached Team USA as well. So a lot of people, and myself included, still think it's going to be Becky Hammon. But who knows? Brittany Donaldson could be on her way to become a head coach in the NBA as well. Definitely would love to see women become head coaches in the NBA. I think they're very much deserving. So, little news there from the Atlanta Hawks. Also, a little news from the UGA baseball team. It looks like they have found their next head coach. I have to check and see if Georgia made this official or not. I know I saw a report, but I have to check and see if Georgia baseball has officially announced this person as their next head coach. While I pull that up, we're going to talk about the Atlanta Braves. They take on the New York Mets in a big series starting tonight. Look, this series with the New York Mets is big because you have a chance to really distance yourself between yourself and the Mets. The Mets coming into this matchup tonight, 5.5 games back of the Braves in the NL East standings. They're currently third in the NL East. The Miami Marlins, believe it or not, second in the NL East right now, only 3 games back of the Bravos. But distance yourself between the Mets as much as you can. At least win the series. If you can sweep the Mets, that would be amazing. You put the Mets 8.5 games behind you if you sweep them. If you take 2 out of 3, you put them back 6.5, and that's still, you're still feeling pretty good about that. So huge, huge series coming up for the Mets. And yes, Georgia baseball did make it official. Wes Johnson going to be the new head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs. So congratulations to Wes Johnson, new head coach of the Dogs. And hopefully this is a Georgia Bulldogs team, the baseball team. Not talking about the football team. Right, we're talking about the baseball team here for a second. This is a Georgia Bulldogs baseball team that has talent, is good, is on the ascension. They just have to build upon it. And I think Wes Johnson will help them do that. Look, where else are you going to get Georgia baseball information besides the Hometown Take? We really do cover it all. I'm telling you, we do. But, again, congratulations to Wes Johnson, new head baseball coach of the Georgia Bulldogs. But going back to the Mets series, Braves and Mets getting kicked off tonight. Tonight's on TBS, by the way. I do wonder, though, if the game is going to be blacked out, because that's what happened last time. And I'm going to be kind of upset if it's blacked out again. And I have a strong feeling that it is. So I'm just going to get myself ready to be disappointed. But anywho, big series for the Braves coming up. Anytime you play an NL East opponent, especially the dang Mets, you want to be able to at least win the series, give yourself an extra game of breathing room. But if you can sweep the Mets, that would be huge. So, three-game set coming up. It's going to be Bryce Elder versus Carlos Carrasco in game one tonight. First pitch at 7:20 p.m. If you want to know the full pitching order of this matchup, I will give it to you here in just a moment. But Braves, and that's why we talked about this Diamondback series was so big for the Braves. And not only winning the series, but the way they won the series, getting that Eddie Rosario grand slam in the top of the ninth, two outs, when you're on the brink of defeat, Eddie Rosario comes up clutch, gives you that win. You win the series, and you're feeling good heading back home, because, yes, the series is in the friendly confines of Truist Park. You're heading back home, taking on the Mets. You got some momentum. You're feeling good, and now you're ready to go out there, hopefully smoke the Mets and put more distance in between you and the Mets. So I told you, Bryce Elder taking on Carlos Carrasco. Tonight, tomorrow night, Charlie Morton versus Mad Max Scherzer. Going to be a tough matchup, and I think the Braves also get Justin Verlander. They do. Justin Verlander versus Spencer Strider. That game going to be on Thursday. That game needs to be on national TV. I'm sorry. Thursday, I don't know what they will put it on. I don't care. But that game needs to be on national TV. You got Spencer Strider, one of the best pitchers in the game, versus Justin Verlander, another one of the best pitchers in the game, going head-to-head. It's the Braves and the Mets. You know about the rivalry. You know about the star power each team has. That game should be on national TV. I wish it was, but unfortunately it won't be. Just be on Bally, all the local channels. The Mets got SNY or whatever they watch TV on these days. But it's going to be a good matchup. Going to be a very good matchup and interesting to see how the Braves fare. But hopefully the Braves can, again, at least win the series. You win the series, you're feeling good. You add yourself a game to that lead, at least between you and the Mets. Hopefully the Marlins do some losing as well. Then after this, you got the Nationals, so you should be able to beat up on them. You got the Detroit Tigers after that. You should be able to beat up on them. The Rockies after that, should be able to beat up on them. Then the Phillies, they haven't been great. You beat up on them. The Reds, this is a very favorable schedule coming up for the Braves in the entire month of June. The Mets, tough, always going to be tough, division rival. The Nationals, the Tigers, Rockies, Phillies, Reds, Twins, they're okay actually. 31-29. They won't get a tongue fart. And then you got the Marlins after that. And obviously they're in second place and you want to handle business there and give yourself some more breathing room against them. So, important series, important month coming up, because this is going to be a month where the Braves can really, really, really string off a lot of wins, and they should have a good month, point blank period. All right, that was Around the A. We touched on a little bit of everything. We touched on hoops. We're going to touch on football too real quick before we wrap up Around the A, because the Atlanta Falcons signed someone yesterday, and they did make it official. They signed defensive back. Hold, please. I'll have it for you here in just a minute. They signed defensive back Breon Borders. So Breon Borders, now a member of the Atlanta Falcons, former Arizona Cardinal. So welcome to the ATL, Breon. Again, I don't think you should be holding your breath to see Breon on the field a lot. I think he probably is one of those training camp bodies, just being honest. No shade or disrespect to Breon, but got to call it how I see it. And probably just a training camp body. Now, maybe he can make the squad. Maybe he can surprise some people, including me. But the Falcons didn't make a signing yesterday, so didn't want to put that news out there. So we covered everything. I told you, a lot of little things. Not really one big thing. Maybe you could say the Braves taking on the Mets. That's big. But we touched on the College Football Hall of Fame, Class of 2024 nominees. The Hawks reportedly adding assistant coach Brittany Donaldson, first female coach in Atlanta Hawks franchise history. Previewed the Braves and the Mets. Talked about Wes Johnson being the new baseball head coach for Georgia. And the Atlanta Falcons signed Breon Borders. So touched on a little bit of everything in around the A, because that's what we do here on the Hometown Take. Cover all the sports teams here in the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta. And coming up next, we're going to have a little fun as well. Grillin' Dylan, any question, any topic, what you want to talk about? Tell your boy. You can ask me. I'm an open book. I'll let you know as long as you're trying to get too personal. I ain't going to give you my social security or nothing. But whatever you want to know, I'll let you know. Just ask. You can tweet at me at underscore Dylan Matthews. Call me up 404-726-0929. We'll have the phone lines open. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to talk about, we'll do it next. Also, Max is going to educate me on, what do they call Max? Tell me again.
You got to do it with your
I gotta do it with the voice.
Emphasis, the vision.
The vision. He's going to teach me about the vision that iPhone teased yesterday. We'll get into all that. It's coming up next. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Q Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Good Tuesday morning to you. I hope you are doing well. Make sure you follow me at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms. Follow the radio station as well at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms as well. And without further ado, man, it's time to get to it. It's time for Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
If you don't know, I'm about to explain it to you. Here's how it works. It's quite simple. Anything you want to talk about, call me up right now. 404-726-0929. Whatever you want to talk about. It could be sports, life, music, movies. Does not matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about it right now. I'll get to social media first. Shout out to my guy, Keith. Keith tweeted me. He said, morning, Dylan. Thanks for holding it down while I make these deliveries. It's appreciated. I appreciate you for tuning in while you're making these deliveries, delivering the goods from state to state, Keith. He said his question to me is, he watched Jason Hayward. Obviously, we know about Jason Hayward. Got a big start with the Atlanta Braves. First at bat, hit a home run against Chicago Cubs opening day. It was amazing. But then Jason Hayward just kind of was like he wasn't bad, but he wasn't the transcendent star we all expected him to be when he first splashed down on the scene. Keith asked, is he witnessing the same thing with Michael Harris II? It's a very good question, Keith. Very, very good question. Short answer is no, but I'll elaborate for you. I think Michael Harris is different. And I don't think we're going to see the same thing that we saw with Jason Hayward with Michael Harris. I think Michael Harris is going to be different because I think he's a little bit better of a hitter. And I think Michael Harris right now, he is going through a slump and he has been slumping this season. I think the big difference is, though, we have to remember that Michael Harris is still trying to get right from an injury. He didn't start the season off healthy. He's been trying to get back ever since. And we have to remember, too, the other thing about this is, do you remember when Austin Riley first came on the scene? I mean, dude was raking, just boom, 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 home run after home run after home. I mean, he had, what, five straight games where he at least hit one home run? It was something like that, something crazy like that. I mean, he destroyed the game of baseball the first week he was up. But then teams got film on him, saw he couldn't hit a breaking ball to save his life, and they threw him nothing but breaking balls, and he struggled for a long time. He struggled for a while, struggled the rest of that season, the beginning of his second full season. I mean, there were talks of, is Austin Riley going to win this job at third? Can the Braves afford to play him at third right now because of the way he can't hit a breaking ball? But guess what? He worked on his game, learned how to hit a breaking ball, and now he's one of the best third basemen in baseball. I think it's going to be the same for Michael Harris. I think teams just got some film on him. There may be a slight sophomore slump, but he's going to keep working on his game. The defense is still there. The defense hasn't dropped off one bit. Ever since he's gotten healthy and been back in the lineup, he's been robbing home runs just like the Michael Harris we've come to know and love. But it's just the hitting. He's got to get in the lab, work on his game, watch film himself, and continue to try and work through this slump he's kind of been in all year. So I don't think we're witnessing what we saw with Jason Hayward. I think Michael Harris will get out of the slump. I think it's only a matter of time. I think teams just got some film on him. And like how pitchers have adjusted to Michael Harris II, Michael Harris II is going to have to adjust to some pitchers. So I don't think we're witnessing the same thing, but that is a very good observation and a very good question, Keith. I appreciate you tweeting at me. 404-726-0929. This is Grillin' Dylan. If you want to ask anything to your boy right now, now's the time to do it again. Call me up, 404-726-0929. We'll head out to the phone lines because my unofficial official co-host Randy is on the line. Randy, what's going on, brother? Good morning to you. Randy, do you hear me, my guy? I don't think we have Randy. Randy, call back, brother.
Yeah, the connection must not be there.
The connection must not be there for Randy this morning. But that's all right, Randy. You got a couple of minutes. If you want to call me back, we'll get you back on here. Shout out to my guy, Randy. Faithful listener. I appreciate him. Want to make sure if he wants to get something off his chest, I want to make sure he has the platform to do it. Same with you. 404-726-0929. You got a question? Anything you want to talk about? Just let me know. But I need to brush up on this, and we'll ask Max about this here in just a second. But apparently, not apparently, it's a thing. It happened. The Vision from iPhone has happened. But we'll get to that in just a second. It seems like our guy Randy is back. Is that what's happening? It looks like
we have Ramil calling in first.
Ramil is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ramil, good morning to you. What you got for me, brother? Ramil.
Yeah, would a Hawks ever win a championship? Will their best player be a 6-foot guard?
That's a good question, Ramil. I appreciate the phone call, man. I think so. It's possible. I think they can do it. I think with Quinn Snyder. Now, the biggest question to me right now, Ramil, is does Quinn Snyder believe Trae Young and DeJounte Murray can work together? Because I thought it could work at the beginning. I thought we were going to see Trae play a lot more off ball, do a lot more Steph Curry-esque things. And maybe he could. Maybe he will. But I didn't see that. So I'm now slightly concerned. I'm not all the way concerned, but I am slightly concerned if DeJounte and Trae are going to work. And I'm interested to see if Quinn Snyder thinks DeJounte and Trae are going to work. I think Trae can lead us to a championship. I think he needs someone else next to him like a DeJounte Murray. I don't know if DeJounte Murray is the exact answer, but I think he needs another person like that, whether it's a big man or another guard or maybe a dynamic wing. But he does need that second star. You need that second star in the NBA. I'm not sure, again, if it's DeJounte Murray or not, but I do think Trae Young has a skill set. I do think Quinn Snyder could be the coach and is the coach to help lead this team to a championship. So to answer your question, yes, I do think Trae Young is capable of doing so. All right, We got our guy Randy back now. Randy, what's going on, brother man? My official, unofficial co-host. What's happening, man?
What's up, bro?
How you doing, bro?
Hey, man, look. It's a few quick things, man. Hey, yeah. Y'all changed the number without letting me know?
You didn't know?
I'm trying to call in, say I'm going to be late today. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't even get through.
Randy, hold up, man. I gotta tease you just a little bit, man. We done been running promos on the station about we changed the number. Man. We done came up with some random excuse about, we know we had problems with an X. I don't know how a radio station has a problem with an X, but we've been running promos about it, man. You late to the party on that one, man. But yeah, we changed it. We changed the phone number, big dog.
Man.
But it's all good.
Yeah, but listen, it's a few things, bro. You know, I got a couple of inside scoops for the Falcons and the Braves, man. So I knew about that Soroka move before it happened.
No, that boy Randy got sources. Is, I feel you. I see you.
Know I got, they're trying to get in. I'm trying to get in. But nah, it's about the Heat and the Nuggets series, man. What's your take on that, Dylan? You know what I mean? Let me know, man.
Man, I don't know what to think anymore. To be honest, Randy, I don't know what to think because
I thought Butler ain't taking no for answers.
Man, what I thought the Nuggets had him after I saw what I saw in Game One. I thought. I thought what happened in Game One is what we're going to see all series. So I was like, man, all right, I saw what I needed to see. But then the Heat bounced back the way they did. And I was like, yo, okay, the Heat still got some fight in them. So I really don't know what to make of it. I still think it'll be Nuggets. But now I'm thinking instead of Nuggets in five, it's Nuggets in six or seven with the Heat having a slight chance.
Yeah, definitely going. I think it's definitely going all the way. And the Trae Young and Murray situation, man. You don't think they gelled a little bit in the playoffs, or what you think about that?
They definitely gelled, but I still need to see it a little more consistently. And I'm feeling better. I think with Quinn Snyder, I think he thinks it can work. So if that's the case, then I'm confident in it. But I just need to see it a little bit more consistently.
All right, that's what's up, bro. That's what's up. All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
All right, Randy. Be easy, my man. I appreciate the phone call as always, brother. You be easy. All right, that was my guy, Randy. Shout out to him. All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you participating in Grilling Dylan. When we come back, we're going to talk to The Morning Shift, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Tiffany Blackman. We'll see what...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.